which was the building of St. Peter's of the Basilica, which exists in Rome today, and the Sistine Chapel and all of the artwork and everything. I mean, that was not a small job. That needed tremendous amounts of money. And the money was collected on the basis of the sale of these indulgences. Well, I need not tell you that when there is that much money floating around, there is going to be corruption, venality, or there's something about money that does not bring out the best in people, even if they be monks, friars, priests, bishops, cardinals, etc. And the corruption was of such a nature that it became a mockery in Europe. The sale of indulgences also undermined the basic idea of the church, which was good deeds and a good life. Because why did you have to have good deeds and a good life if at the end you could buy a ticket and get into heaven? And there arose an entire philosophy, which was the philosophy of the Renaissance church, not in theory, but in practice, is eat, drink, and be merry, and have yourself a high, good old time, and tomorrow you'll buy an indulgence, and you'll be ready to die. And that type of a situation spoke against any of the ideals of morality of the church. Now, there had been rebellions against the church throughout the ages, beginning with the Gnostics in the 6th century, all sorts of schisms. The church had fought and put down all of its enemies and put them down ruthlessly. But now there arose a schism and an enemy that the church was unable to put down. And history clothed him in the body of Martin Luther, who was a German monk who was forced into religious life by his parents, who literally sold him to become a monk, and who had a keen mind and a vaulting ambition and great talents. And he had a an abhorrence of the corruption that he saw in the church around him. And he also had an abhorrence of accepting authority from anyone. So he was constantly in trouble with his bishops and his archbishops, etc., throughout his career. When the sale of indulgences completely destroyed the fabric of the church, especially in Europe, in Germany, where people, friars, went from town to town selling these indulgences, and the friars sometimes kept 90% of the money for themselves. Very little of the money trickled back to Rome. Everybody got paid off on the way. The guy that sold it, and then his bishop, and then the local church got, in order for everybody to cooperate, so they had to cut the pie into many, many pieces. And Luther was just unable to bear it. He could not stand to see it. Luther also took up certain basic quarrels with the church's theology. His basic quarrel was that Christianity, he said, was built on inner faith and not on subservience to the church in Rome, and that the inner faith of a Christian, which would bring him peace and tranquility, that was the ticket to this world and the world to come. And that inner faith was built upon Scripture. And since most of the Catholic world was illiterate, at least as far as Latin was concerned, and the only Bibles that exist in the world were Latin, so in effect, the Christian world had shut out the devout, shut out its own believers from ever knowing anything about the Bible.